Good afternoon. I'm Erin McGrody with the KUAC Newsminer Update. Governor Mike Dunleavy's administration has a new state funding proposal for the University of Alaska. The plan, which will be detailed at a UA Regents meeting tomorrow by Office of Management and Budget Policy Director Mike Branhill, ramps down state support for UA over 2 years instead of one. According to a statement from the governor's spokesman, Matt Shuckrow, the governor's office and the university have, quote, been working together on a path forward and a proposed timeline for inevitable changes and consolidations. These discussions include proposals to spread out reductions over a period longer than a year in order to implement necessary reforms, unquote. UA Regents meeting is tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the University of Alaska Anchorage. Moody's Investor Services has revised its outlook for Alaska's credit rating from stable to negative. Alaska Public Media and KTOO report that it doesn't change the state's actual credit rating, but reflects increased pressure to downgrade the rating over the next year or two. Moody's analyst Edward Hampton says that the focus on full permanent fund dividends has moved balancing the state budget to the back burner.
It sort of created some risks and doubt about other issues. For example, what is the state's plan to regain something that looks like structural balance over the long term?
If the state's credit rating were to be downgraded, it would raise the interest rate for the government to borrow money. Alaska Revenue Commissioner Bruce Tangeman notes that Moody's used the phrase political paralysis twice in a two-page report.
And I think what they're doing is putting a shot across our bow, just basically saying it's time for everybody to do their job and get their work done.
House members cited the report Friday in arguing for a bill that would limit dividends to $1,600 rather than the full amount under the formula of $3,000. The state Senate Finance Committee voted Saturday to pay the full $3,000, the amount calculated with a formula set in a 1982 state law. That would require pulling $875 million more than is supposed to be drawn from the permanent fund's earnings reserve under a law passed last year. The committee put the dividend amount into a bill that reverses most of Governor Mike Dunleavy's line item vetoes. The full Senate could vote on the bill as soon as today. Meanwhile, the House is scheduled to vote for a third time today on a bill to fund the capital budget. For more on today's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I'm Erin McGrory.